to understand net economic value, we must understand the nature and principle of opportunity cost. And to understand that, everybody understands that when interest rates change, or that interest rates will change, and they're somewhat unpredictable, as if you haven't figured that out, people have been predicting the rates were going to go up. I can remember in 08, 09, people were saying, well, rates will be back up to more traditional levels by 09, 010. Here we are 5 years later, not happening. When interest rates go up, the credit union will incur an opportunity cost related to its fixed assets, and that simply means that the credit union, if it's holding on to fixed rate assets, it will lose the opportunity to reprice those assets and make more money as the opportunity to earn higher yields presents itself. For example, if you make a mortgage loan at 4% today, and rates go back up to more traditional levels of 6 or 7%, let's say that mortgage loan is 15 years, chances are that mortgage loan is going to stick around for a while because now it represents a really good deal to your member, and they're not going to want to pay that off early. They're not going to refinance it. You're going to be stuck with that 4% mortgage for quite some time, probably, and you're going to lose the opportunity to make 6 or 7% on your money, and that money that you don't make is called the opportunity cost. Now, if we look at the par value or the book value of assets and liabilities and adjust them for the opportunity cost, now we have market value. And we all know that when interest rates go up, the market value of your assets goes down, and vice versa. When interest rates go down, the market value of your assets goes up. So rather than actually having to calculate out this opportunity cost and the lost income that you might have in the future, it's really easy to use the market values because they represent that. They represent the supply and demand of assets out there with thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of potential buyers and sellers coming to some agreement on the opportunity cost, which is represented in the market value. So we're not using market value in the sense that we anticipate selling these securities. We're using the concept of market value to help us in determining the opportunity cost of holding fixed rate assets when rates go up. So here's an example of, let me get to my pen here. Here's an example of what we're talking about. Let's say the credit union makes a loan, $100,000, 120 months. So I could have used 30. Notice this down here says if maturity is 30 years, opportunity cost increases dramatically. But I use 10 years because that's the more term the credit union would typically make a mortgage loan for. And the interest earned on this loan is represented by let's go back over here. The total shocked interest, or the total interest earned at 3.5%, and that's what this loan is at, 3.5%, is $18,633. Okay. Let's assume that shortly after this loan is made, the interest rates are propelled up to 6.5. So we have this instantaneous 300 basis point shock. It's a stress test. It's not a likely scenario. We all understand that. If you were able to refinance this loan, you would earn, instead of 18,600, you would earn $36,200 over the life of the loan. So the opportunity cost, the potential opportunity cost in a 300 basis point stress test is $17,600. That's this money right in this range right here. That's the money you're not going to earn. That's the money that you're not going to earn because you're locked in at 3.5%, and you could be earning 6.5%. So there's 3% being left on the table. Now, we're talking 10 years in advance, and when we talk about money in the future, we have to put it into an equivalent dollars today. So I'm not going to go into how we're going to do that, but the present value of that opportunity cost is $12,900, or approximately $13,000. So if we go out and sell this mortgage, this 3.5, let me erase some stuff here. So if we go out and sell this 3.5% mortgage now, when rates are 6.5%, with 10 years remaining, we're going to sell that mortgage for approximately $87,000. And the rest of that money is just the money, the present value of the money that's going to get left on the table, because we can't do that. Or we can't reprice it ourselves, and the marketplace out there isn't going to pay us a premium for interest that they're not going to see. So they're going to price it at its market value.